As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, La Cucaracha. Well, that's enough of that. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web. We've got a website out there you might want to check today, vocallocal.org. And OzarksVoter.info. Been a while since I mentioned it. Might also want to take a look at www.freedomadvocates.org as well. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. Joined as I am by Don Parmeter with the American Property Coalition. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call now. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without Internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. To give a big shout out again to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Micro 1615 AM in Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. And again, those websites are vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold regains the $900 range as the stocks move up higher too. Senate Bill 787, the Clean Water Restoration Act, an expose with Don Parmeter will be our primary focus today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, May the 5th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $11.60 above the $900 mark at $914.80. Silver up 52 cents as well, trading at $13.55. Platinum up $15, trading $1,133. Palladium up $3, trading $2.22 today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday up tremendously, 214 points to 8,426.74. The NASDAQ up 44.36. trading at 1,763.56. The S&P up 29.72 as well, trading 907.24. That U.S. dollar index up a little bit today, 4 basis points so far on early morning trading at 83.75. Crude oil, light sweet crude up 10 cents at $54.57. The lows and the highs in the spot market today, the gold spot market, 899.80 for a low early this morning, 916.80 for a high. That's year-to-year, $40 up over last year for a 4.5% return on your investment, and that spot market is going to close in 7 hours. As I mentioned in the intro here, we're joined today by a very special guest to talk about a very difficult subject, something that's going to require your action, something that you need to wonder about and understand. His name is Don Parmeter. He's with the American Property Coalition. When we get back from this first break, folks, we're going to pick it up and go full bore. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
They say that you can travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back right here on the Tuesday, May the 5th, 2009, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts. I'm joined today by Don Parmeter with the American Property Coalition. We're talking about Senate Bill 787, the Clean Water Restoration Act. It's in committee right now. This is a very important piece of legislation. It has a tremendous impact, the potential for horrific impact on the country. As we've talked about in the past, I knew full well as soon as Barry the Usurper got his hands on the reins of power that we were going to see a resurgence in spades of this United Nations Agenda 21 and all of the various and sundry stuff that was initiated under Jorge Bush the First. William Jefferson Clinton and Bush the Shrub number two. So we're seeing it. It's coming back. It's in committee right now. Don Parmeter, are you with me this morning?
Sure am. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to have you on, Don. Why don't you start out letting the audience know just a little bit about who you are and what you're doing, what your part in all of this is, and tell us a little bit about the American Property Coalition as well.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I've been involved. I consider myself a recovering environmentalist. I've been in this business for about 35 years, and I was one of those guys that supported all these federal laws to clean up the air and the water and protect wildlife and so forth, and I supported those. But for about the last 30 years, I found out what some of the environmental groups and government is doing to people in the name of environmental protection, and I find that real objectionable. The American Property Coalition was organized 2 years ago. Myself and a former legislator from Minnesota, we're based in St. Paul, started it around the Clean Water Restoration Act, which was proposed at that time by the House author, Jim Oberstar, who was a Minnesota congressman and chairs the Committee on Transportation, a very powerful committee. And it has sole jurisdiction of it, as well as the Environment and Public Works Committee on the Senate side, and the chairman over there, or the author of the bill over there, is Senator Feingold from Wisconsin. So this thing is right in our face. Oversight tried to get it through, and Senate Committee Chairman Barbara Boxer from California tried to get it through last year, but a number of people balked when they read the fine details. So anyway, this is an issue I think that's going to be around, and it could get action very quickly.
Well, when we look
at the House, go ahead.
When we look at this Clean Water Restoration Act, you know, everybody, you know, thinks that, of course, we want clean water. I mean, I use a very expensive filtration system to get clean water here in my house, and I have used filters for water for a long time. Everyone wants clean water. Certainly, you know, we can't be against that. But the idea is, this is just kind of one of those warm and fuzzy little things where we start to wring our handkerchiefs over these poor polar bears that are doing backstrokes in the Arctic Ocean, you know, looking for an iceberg, you know, hungry for their next seal. This is the kind of appeals that are used. They mask this stuff, the Help America Vote Act, the Patriot Act, and those sort of things. So once again, folks, this is another one of those obfuscatory linguistics that we need to be aware of, the Clean Water Restoration Act. And there's so much involved in all of this. Let's just start out a little bit. I'll give you just a tiny bit. Here's the from the bill. And, folks, you can go up to thomas.gov, and just type in S-787 and pull this down for yourself. You'll see that it is in committee right now. But the short title, again, is "This Act May Be Cited as the Clean Water Restoration Act." And then, two, the purposes. The purpose of this act are, one, to reaffirm the original intent of Congress in enacting the Federal Water Pollution Act amendments of 1972 to restore and maintain the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of the waters of the United States, and two, to clearly define the waters of the United States that are subject to Federal Water Pollution Control Acts, and to provide, three, to provide protection to the waters of the United States to the maximum extent of the legislative authority of Congress under the Constitution. Well, we can understand that the Potomac and the little 13 miles or whatever they got there, 10 square miles in Washington, that makes up the city of Washington, that's the only water that they have any jurisdiction over. What's going on? Why is this expanding out over the waters of all of the several states, Don?
Well, you know, it was really prompted by a couple of Supreme Court decisions. One in 2001, which was the U.S. Versus the Cook County Solid Waste Agency, and then another one in 2006 in Michigan. Both those rulings went in favor of the landowners and local government, said the federal government was exceeding their authority under the Federal Water Pollution Control Act of 1972, and that prompted Chairman Oberstar. But by the way, he was not chairman. He was in the minority, so this bill actually didn't get legs until he became chairman of the Transportation Committee. And so this bill would overturn those two U.S. Supreme Court decisions and expand the power of the federal government under the Federal Water Pollution Control Act. And let me say, just support what you said, is that this bill is not about clean water. It's about governance. Its aim is top-down command and control of land, water, people, and communities. And that's what the Clean Water Restoration Act is all about. I don't think, restoring it to the original intent. Well, who was around from 1972 to say what the original intent was? Mr. Oberstar was a staffer, and so it's his word against everybody else's. I think a lot of the people that supported that Clean Water Act, the Federal Water Pollution Control Act, would roll over in their graves if they knew what was happening with it today. So, and the thing is, it expands the federal power way beyond anything intended and way beyond the vast majority of people want. They don't want that kind of control. And it does two things, I should say, right at the outset. It expands it in two ways. It changes the word navigable in the bill in the Act itself, navigable waters to waters of the United States, which includes everything from wetlands to meadows, sloughs, playa lakes, ferry potholes, anything that's wet. And it adds new language, activities affecting these waters. And when you think about that, it's hard to think of any human activity that doesn't affect waters.
That's exactly right. And this is such a slippery slope, folks, because the term navigable has to do with commerce. It has to do with transportation on waterways inside, like up the Mississippi River or up the Arkansas or up any of the larger waterways or across the canals and into the Great Lakes and things. We're talking about beam and draft, you know. But navigable water these days could be anything that you could perhaps at any day of the week get yourself wet up to the ankles or float a kayak in or something like that. It's a really huge change. But when we go away from this firm understanding in maritime law or admiralty, if you will, and get into this specious eco-science, then we really open up a can of worms. And as you said, Don, if we can go back and include things like the farmer's pond, whether the pond is man-made or natural, if we can go in and include, bring in like the FEMA's hazard mitigation planning program, where any place that can be inundated with water on any day of the year can be considered a floodplain. I mean, we're in trouble because that mud puddle out in the front yard all of a sudden got a federal supervisor looking at it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
We'll pick it up right here on the other side, folks. We're going to go into a break, Dawn. We'll be right back in three. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we're back. Speaking today with our special guest, Don Parmeter, with the American Property Coalition. We're discussing Senate Bill 787, and it's an amendment to amend the Federal Water Pollution Control Act to clarify the jurisdiction of the United States over waters of the United States. During the break, chatter in our chat room, Don, we have a wonderful audience that participates, interacts with the broadcast through the broadcast, through our website's chat room, and they ask whether or not you have any information in regards to the Great Lakes Water Resources Compact, or is this related to the issue? Any ideas along that line?
Well, it's related to the extent that it affects water, but it is a compact that's been developed, and I'm not familiar with the status or the detail or the update, but it has to do with a compact among the states surrounding the Great Lakes. But certainly the federal government has an interest in the Great Lakes. My concern and our focus is really on the Clean Water Restoration Act, which affects all waters and all activities that affect water.
Well, let's just go right back into that. That's the answer, Chatter. So let's go get right back into it again and start bringing this thing down piece by piece. When we understand that by redefining what a navigable water is and by looking at water as a global commodity, a resource that has a dollar value associated with it in the eyes of the men behind the curtain, so to speak, how do you see this rolling out? Should we fail in this? We definitely need to talk about the hazards. We want to talk about the ways that we can block this once again before it gets started. But let's talk about some more of the downside. Give us some more background on that.
Okay. Well, I think number one is the water itself, and the fact that navigable would be replaced with waters of the U.S., which would include anything that's wet, even if it's wet one day out of the year. And then secondly, it would add language making activities that affect waters subject to the jurisdiction and approval of the federal government. And that includes, obviously, things like agriculture, mining, forestry, recreation. I mean, you can get creative here. Gardening, mowing your lawn, doing anything. As the chairman of the author and the chairman of the Transportation Committee said, water flows downhill. So what we're seeing is an attempt, and not a very well-disguised one, for federal control of entire watersheds. And everything's in a watershed. So this, and in the words of the lead attorney in the successful Rapanos case, one on behalf of landowners in Michigan, and he said this in testimony, and he said this bill pushes the limits of federal power to an extreme not matched by any other law, probably in the history of this country. So, it's hard to overstate the threat of this bill, because if the federal government controls all waters and all activities affecting these waters, they control everything that happens. And I think another downside is the fact, and let's look at who's pushing this. It's essentially the national environmental groups who are based in Washington, have increasing power in Washington, and they certainly don't want to look at local solutions to problems because it makes their importance lesser. So, but these attorneys, my gosh, the litigation, the environmental litigation would go through the roof on something like this.
Well, this is
every acre and water of land would be open for dispute as to whether it ought to be allowed or not.
This is one of the places that, you know, as we all have our audience and other audiences have become aware, we need to understand, folks, that through the creation from the American Bankers Association to the American Bar Association, which then created the Uniform Law Commission, which then created these legislative bill drafting agencies in all of the several states, the reign of law as opposed to the rule of law really has come about. And so we've got these staff lawyers and attorneys, if you will, working for all of these various and sundry bugs and bunny groups out there. And as they come up with this kind of draconian legislation, they're looking at it as a cash machine. This is their cash cow, because they can tie people's property up in court endlessly. They can tie up counties in court, cities in court, states in court, the federal government in court, and they can just milk the system for, you know, billions and billions of dollars in legal fees over just a decade. So we've got this adversary that lurks around in a black robe out there that has his eyes on our property and has absolutely no regard whatsoever for life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness, the things that this nation was founded upon. Certainly when we get into blurring the boundaries of jurisdiction, Don, we come into a real problem for everybody that is a property owner, and for all those that are still yet, you know, living in an apartment, still raising their family up, getting to school. We're closing, they're closing doors for their future as well. So we can go back into and maybe just I'll just use an example here. I lived for about 14 years in a little log cabin down in the Hollers here in southwest Missouri. And on that property that I was on, a 40, and my father's 80 was next door to it, we had a stream, an intermittent stream, that flowed across it, and then I was right on the confluence of a year-round stream. And so I've seen the dynamic, if you will, of a floodplain in a low area and a wet pastures and wet yards. My yard flooded every time the creek went over its banks, which it would do once or twice every spring, you know. So I've seen this, folks, firsthand, and I can understand and appreciate it. I've also got a civil engineering background, and I've done a lot with the various SEPA checklists, the Environmental Protection Act stuff, the NEPA checklist, and all of that. So I'm familiar with it as well, Don. And, folks, when we start talking about things like your private land and the water that happens to be on your land and the things that come about from our Creator, we're trying to indemnify or protect against all of the various and sundry things that, you know, the universe can throw at us here on our planet Earth that are as varied as the infinite wisdom and design of this system in the first place. So you can't indemnify yourself against all of this. You're going to have flooding. There will be mishap as long as there's people on Earth. And if you're involved at all with the land, whether you are but you might be planting crops, and so you're out there disturbing the soil, tilling it up, you know, planting things. It's going to come up a rain. Water's going to run to the end of the low end of the field. It's going to pond in that corner. It might flood out and go someplace else, and so on and so forth. You know, as they say, ask where the hit happens. You know, so, you know, where do we go in all this? At what point do we just put this genie back in the bottle and slam the cap home?
Well, that's a good point. And I think this bill has to be defeated. If this bill passes, you know, I think we got a real problem. Interestingly enough, you know, this idea of restoring to the original intent. And the Clean Water Act talks about navigable waters. But even though the Clean Water Restoration Act affects agriculture, mining, forestry, all types of human activities, the Transportation Committee on the House side is the only committee that has jurisdiction over this. So it goes from there right to the House floor. And the same with the on the Senate side. You know, these other committees, Natural Resources Committee, the Agriculture Committee, do not have any jurisdiction over this bill. So this thing could really fly in a hurry. And yeah. The action is apt to happen on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee first. So
now let me just clarify. This is in the Transportation Committee?
Yes. The Transportation and Infrastructure Committee has sole jurisdiction of the bill on the House side.
All right. So what
and you can make a case for that. You can make a case for that if you're just talking about navigable waters.
Yep.
But we're talking about all waters and all land use now. So.
Hold it right there. Let's pick it up on the other side. Don flies in the breakaway for no one. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back. And again, that call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065. And in the Austin, Texas area, you can also call 512-904-8014 to join myself and our special guest, Don Parmeter, with the American Property Coalition here on air on Become Vocal Local. Now, Don, as we were going into the break, I was glancing through a variety of things, and I can see a lot of similarities between what's happening in the Section 3 of this bill. And again, folks, if you haven't done so, you certainly can. If you're listening to this on an archive, you can just quickly go to thomas.gov and pick up Senate Bill 787, Senate Bill 787. It's in committee right now. But as we were going into the break, we were just starting to talk about this is in the Transportation Committee. And I can see that in the Section 3 of the bill findings that the findings that are listed there in those first 7 or 8 sections are almost verbatim taken right out of Agenda 21, Chapter 18 in its introduction. The language is almost exactly the same. But as I read down through this list, Don, and down through Agenda 21, I'm having a hard time making the connection between this and transportation. It may be that this transportation committee, once it passes its system here, if it goes through that and passes through the House likewise, by redefining all waters of the United States and its territories as just water outside of this navigable condition, if they make them all navigable waters, this is really Katie bar the door type material. But they're going to just basically open the door for work that may be done by other committees. Would that be a fair assessment?
That would be a fair assessment. And frankly, you know, the idea once you change navigable to waters of the United States and include everything, including land, then this is not an issue just for transportation, but the logic in Washington, which is not logical to me, is, well, that's the way the pie was cut. Anything having to do with the Clean Water Act, the Federal Water Pollution Control Act of 72, even expanding it beyond anybody's wildest dreams, goes under transportation. So, Mr. Oberstar, who's the author of the bill and chairs the Transportation Committee, has enormous power to get this bill passed in the House. He controls the purse strings, largely, of every district in the country. And he's using that power to bully county commissioners. And by the way, the National Association of Counties is very strongly opposed to this because it would take a local power, state power, transfer it to the federal government. So it would be, as you said, Katie bar the door.
Well, how about the state governors? You know, we've had this recent flurry of these 10th Amendment resolutions. This is, again, an egregious taking or usurping of jurisdiction that rightly belongs to the state, not to the federal government.
That's right.
As we've said before, the only jurisdiction that they've got right out of the Constitution is that 10 square miles, you know. So this is well beyond that. Let me just go give a little bit here. Congress finds, these are the Section 3 findings out of this bill, Congress finds water is a unique and precious resource used not only to sustain, there's that word, they've got to use it, folks, they've got to use it, it's a religion, to sustain human, animal, and plant life, but it's also economically important for agriculture, transportation, flood control, energy production, recreation, fishing, shell fishing, and municipal and commercial uses. And then if we come right over to Agenda 21, Chapter 18, and looking at the introduction, 18.1, freshwater resources are an essential component of the Earth's hydrosphere and an indispensable part of all terrestrial ecosystems. The freshwater environment is characterized by the hydrological cycle, including floods and droughts, which in some regions have become more extreme and dramatic in their consequences. Global climate change, got to throw that in. Atmospheric pollution, I mean, they haven't mentioned peak oil yet, but they should. Global climate change, atmospheric pollution could also have an impact on freshwater resources and their availability. And through sea level rise, threatening the low-lying coastal areas and small island ecosystems, drop down a little bit, talks for water supply, sanitation, agriculture, industry, urban development, hydropower generation, inland fisheries, transportation, recreation, low and flatland management, and other activities. And it continues, folks, but I hope you can see, audience, the impact and the scope of this kind of legislation far in excess. I mean, the Transportation Committee, even considering this, have risen, you know, so far beyond their level of competence that it is enough to defy the mind. This is far from a transportation issue, and it's a broad sweeping economic issue and a social issue as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And it's interesting, too, that initially Oberstar, chairman of the Transportation Committee, had 158 original co-sponsors on this bill last year. Now, some of them bailed out when they found out, the true implications of the bill. Feingold on 787 has 23 Senate co-sponsors on this, so this is not something that's just going to sit, and this thing is going to move, and hopefully we can get the word out to a lot of people how dangerous this thing is. And you mentioned the governors, and I just want to say the governors have been sitting on the sidelines on this bill. There were two governors that supported the bill last year, the governor of Montana, who changed his mind when he went back and heard from his constituents in Montana, and the other governor that supported it was Napolitano from Arizona, who is now Director of Homeland Security, of course. But the other governors, including our own Republican governor here in Minnesota, just kind of let their state environmental agency speak for them. So that's a real mystery as to why more governors don't stand up under the 10th Amendment, and I think people are thinking that, well, we all have to save the planet, so let's not make any waves and suggest that maybe we're we're not supporting clean water, which I said at the outset, and you said this bill is not about clean water.
Yes, it's not, and it's hardly about transportation either.
Well, that's right.
That if we can follow back and look at how big or how long the hog trough is, and the pipeline of federal fundings as the states are recoiling under this financial tsunami, if you will, they're going to be looking as their revenues from all sources diminish. They're going to be looking for increasing amounts of revenue being generated out of thin air in the funny money system down there. Timmy Geithner and the magic basket of currencies, Helicopter Ben throwing them out by the hundreds. They're going to be looking at the financial aspects of this, and I'm sure that the governors are going to take, we're going to have to make a special move to get them into this cycle. I can see where that the counties would, county commissioners would be up in arms here, because they're going to be at the end of this cycle. As I like to say, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns and our cities and our counties and our states. And it's because it is at the local level that implementation is going to have to occur. And so these county commissioners who are already, as they always say, overworked, understaffed, and underpaid, underfunded, you know, that's their common mantra. But they're going to be charged with having to deal with the populace, mano a mano, toe to toe on these issues. And you can understand they don't want the extra burden.
That's right. They give up their power and they get to do the federal government's dirty work for them. Heck of a deal.
That's it. They've become the hatchet.
But frankly, we were pleased to see, in spite of the fact that Chairman Oberstar, really twisted the arm of county commissioners, and he's got a lot of clout as chairman of that committee, including county commissioners from his own district, to try to get them to at least keep silent on this. And I should say this, too. You wonder why, Oberstar represents a fairly conservative district on these kinds of issues. There's a lot of rural areas. And there are several hundred local elected officials in his district. Not one that we're aware of has supported this bill.
Well, we're going
in his own district.
We're going to need to, I think, reach out and certainly here in Missouri with the Ozark Property Rights Congress. This information was brought to my attention by one of our strongest advocates here, Wanda Benton. And when she sent me when I got the copy of this email in my email box, of course, I immediately wanted to go to work on this as well. But we're going to need to reach the rural community in a heartbeat and fire them up. Now, with the National Animal Identification System, some of the other directors that have come down, they are awake. Many more of them are getting online and are starting to become more active locally. But we really need to reach them, because on your website, and we want to plug that again, folks, go up and take a look at it. Go ahead and give us that website for the folks to look at this morning.
Yeah, I've got two here. One is brand new because we have just started a National Water Conservation Alliance, which is going to focus solely on this issue. And that website is nationalwaterconservation.org.
NationalWaterConservation.org. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we've returned in this last segment. Now, as we got interrupted by the break, and we're always welcome the breaks because it's our sponsors that keep us on the air, but sometimes they just come at the wrong moment. But you just started to go in on those websites. The reason I wanted to go, have the audience go there in this first hour, and I don't know which of the two websites they are, or the www.landrights.org, but I'm...
Yeah, that's another one. I've got three of them, and actually the first one I gave you is not quite live yet, but it's kind of a coalition of... The two organizations are putting that together. But let me give you the other two, you know, the landrights.org and then the American Property Coalition.org. And you can find information about this issue on either one of those. And then by the end of the week, we'll have the National Water Conservation.org.
All right, now let's go back through again and give them slowly so that the people can get their pencils and paper ready to write this down so that they have these URLs. Go ahead and start off and give them all three of them again in this segment.
Okay, I'm going to give you the AmericanPropertyCoalition.org.
That's the AmericanPropertyCoalition.org. Mm-hmm. Okay.
AmericanLandRights.org.
AmericanLandRights.org.
And the NationalWaterConservation.org.
NationalWaterConservation.org.
Mm-hmm. And that one will be live by the end of the week.
And then you also have AmericanPropertyCoalition.org.
Right.
The AmericanPropertyCoalition.org. Okay, so now on one of those websites, you can let me know which one it is. I saw a map of the United States in outline, and there is it's a before and after map, folks. Mm-hmm. It kind of goes back and harkens back to the Wildlands Project map. Mm-hmm. But... in a before and after visual that you can use, folks, to understand the significance of what we're talking about, there is a map that shows the prior to the passage of this Senate Bill 787, what the federal claims to have jurisdiction over as far as water is concerned. And in the second map, it shows the what would be the aftermath of Senate Bill 787 if it passes out of the Senate committee and through the House and is signed into law. And that second map, folks, blankets the entire United States of America and Alaska, Hawaii, etc. And so we can see the dramatic impact here because when we start to redefine terms and redefine navigable waters as meaning all waters, then we've got a real problem on our hands. And this is like just like the National Animal Identification System, where I said that if you like to eat, then this is an issue that impacts you. In this case, if you like to drink water, or if you like to have anything to do with water, or if water is any part of your life, and we are 98% water, then this bill impacts you, and it impacts you in a major, major way.
Yes, and I, you know, and as we actually testified, my partner testified, and used those maps, and really what that is not a stretch of the imagination, because everything's in a watershed. And this bill includes activities that affect waters. And as Chairman Oberstar and the author of the House version of the bill said, the water flows downhill. So everything is up for grabs under this bill. And that shows that this is not just a restoration act. This is a major federal expansion bill. And as Jim Burling said, if our constitutional system of federal powers means anything, constitutional system of limited federal powers means anything, we have to win on this issue. That's how important this is.
Absolutely. And so we had a question again from the chat room, how are they going to control well water or someone's stream? And so we can just simply say that there is precious little water that's in the well that doesn't have sources above ground. There are aquifers, that old deep well aquifers, that are laying there like a big puddle. And but at the same time, they recharge all the time as well. But anytime rain falls on the planet Earth, it's going to eventually wind up in the ground, and it's going to go in deep enough to feed your well. So it impacts that. It impacts your streams because it gives jurisdiction over your streams, or at least it would attempt to do that. It attempts, or through the color of law or the costume of law, it gives a presumption of some kind of jurisdiction over the stream on your property, the river that flows across your land, or as they say, the river flows through it. It has so many broad sweeping impacts, folks, that any body of water, whether it's just your farm pond, natural or man-made ponds, any kinds of impoundments, any kind of a wet spot, a wet place in your pasture, a wet spot, any place on your land that inundates on one or more days of the year, all of those things can come under this jurisdiction. And it opens the door to your property, to inspectors, to people coming out, regulators, people who, you know, the Bugs and Bunny crowd who believe they have some kind of an interest in your land, your Department of Natural Resources, your Ag Department. Because when we read this list, we're also talking about, I'll just give you the list again so that you understand it, sanitation, agriculture, industry, urban development, hydropower generation, inland fisheries, transportation, recreation, low and flat lands management, and other activities. And it continues in greater detail. That's right out of Agenda 21. So we can understand that all of these things are big businesses. The idea of having people go out and enjoy water sports and things like that, huge industry. People that are involved in fishing, huge industry. There's big money behind it. And, you know, the big catalogs like Cabela's and some of the other outfitters and stuff like that, huge money. Bass Pro Shop, huge money behind all of this. And so there's an incentive for these kinds of things to come down the pike that are financial. But at the same time, there's also a controlling element in this. If you can control the water, you can control the people, just like controlling the food. So food and water are getting tied up. We talked about the other bill coming down that would have an impact on gardening and produce generation and agriculture in general. And now we're talking about the water side of it. So these are related issues on this broadcast. But let's go back in this. We're going to lose one of our audiences here. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Let's go back in, and if you can, just summarize where we've come so far, and maybe give those websites out one more time for this audience so that they have the benefit of that.
Yeah, well, I think to summarize, you know, this bill really goes beyond the original intent of the Clean Water Act, the Federal Water Pollution Control Act. It expands the control the federal government would have over waters from navigable to all waters, and expands it further by having jurisdiction over all activities affecting waters, which could mean land use of any kind and even atmospheric deposition. So that pretty well covers federal government's control over anything people do.
Okay.
And as far as the summary on the three websites, again, I'm sorry, there were three of them there, and one of them is under construction, and that's the NationalWaterConservation.org. And then there's the AmericanPropertyCoalition.org. And then there's the LandRights.org.
Okay, so there's
information from all three of those.
So there's those three websites, folks, mm-hmm. and we've got about another 2 minutes or so to go here, Don. In this legislation, are there any other points that places that just in closing that we want to point to that the or maybe any other websites that you know of where they can go and get additional information in regards to this legislation? What other outside references might there be?
Well, certainly, those three are really focused on this legislation, and but obviously there are others too. I think there are a number of organizations that oppose this bill, including the National Association of Counties, various farm organizations, mining organizations, the Forestry Alliance. So any of their websites will probably have reference to this. There is an industry coalition that opposes this bill. It's made up of about two dozen national organizations. And the only really groups that support this are the national environmental groups. And I'm sure they will have websites that could provide information too, but they're going to be talking about the need for clean water. But the fact that you talk about the financial aspect of this thing, environmentalism has become a multi-billion dollar industry in itself. So any information you find on their websites is going to be tainted because they want to keep power in Washington.
Well, it certainly is. It's when you go up against the various eco-Nazis or the eco-fascists, as I like to think of them, if we can rightly understand what is Agenda 21, the environmental and developmental concerns, folks, as I've said many times on this broadcast, Don, we're not wringing our handkerchiefs here over the three-toed tree frogs. What we're really talking about is sustaining a continuing financial expansion, if you will, sustainable development. We're continuing the expansion of environmental and developmental concerns, and a concern traditionally has always been understood as a corporation. Folks, that's it and a wrap at the first hour. We're going to come back with our guest on the second hour. I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back in a few moments.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org, Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and today I'm joined by Don Parmeter with the American Property Coalition, and we're discussing a Senate bill that's in committee right now. It's Senate Bill 787. It basically redefines the terms inside of the Clean Water Act, and this is something that we need to understand as we find ourselves moving further and further into the implementation of Agenda 21 and the various and sundry global initiatives and implementation plans. Basically, what we're dealing with here is something that's so broad sweeping that it could actually restrict our access to water, even the water on our own farms, on our own land, and our own property, and right out of our own wells and right off of our own roofs. So this is a broad sweeping transformation of power as the federal government seeks to assert itself over all or water on the in our continent, anything that touches, joins, etc. So let's pick it up right there, and just to give a brief overview of the issue again, Don, and then we'll pick up our conversation where we left off in the last hour.
Okay, sure. This bill briefly was overturned two U.S. Supreme Court decisions that said the federal government was already exceeding their authority under the Clean Water Act of 1972. It would do that in two ways. One, by expanding the definition of waters from navigable to waters of the United States, and by adding language to the Act that would include land use and atmospheric deposition, known as non-point sources pollution, activities affecting these waters, which pretty well covers everything.
It certainly does. And one of the things that we look at when we think about a sustainable development and understanding what Agenda 21 is all about, we've got to keep in mind the three E's. You know, we've got environment, of course, and then there's the economy. But there's this other aspect of this, and that's equity. And if we can rightly understand the research that have been done by Nikki Rapana and other competent researchers out there, and understand what communitarian law is, I'll just say bastard child of Amitai Etzioni, if we can understand that we're moving from a system of equal justice, or like I like to think, Don, as equal opportunity as opposed to equality of outcome, where we all have the opportunity to try and we all have the opportunity to fail, but we're being moved from this idea of equal justice to this system of social justice. And so American law is being transformed to meet the equity requirements of sustainable development in that practice. And, you know, so there's this whole other thing going on there. How on earth could my neighbor necessarily assert any jurisdiction over my property or my water, provided that I don't damage him? I like to think of that my rights end where the rights of another man's begin, and we've gone on this broadcast all the way back to Blackstone's commentaries and Sir Edward Coke and brought it forward from that. But clearly, if my rights end where his rights begin, then his rights end where my rights begin, and what I do with the water on my property is my own business, provided that I'm not so polluting it that they can't enjoy the water that flows from mine to theirs. So there's a real problem here, but my neighbor happens to be the federal government, because we the people are that government.
Well, that's right, and one thing we haven't talked much about is the fact there are alternatives to giving the federal government more power, and that would be giving local people more power. You know, government should start working the other way instead of concentrating more power in Washington. And by the way, last time I checked, the approval rating in Congress is probably at an all-time low. And I think people are very cynical about government. And you give them that kind of power, when this stuff is implemented on the ground, it's not going to make any sense.
No,
the way it can make sense is if we get local people solving problems.
Absolutely.
At the local level, whether it has to do with Social problems, environmental problems, economic problems. That's where it's got to happen.
I got to jump in right there.
Okay.
A break. We're on top of it. Folks,
thank you.
Right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we are back right here on Become Vocal Local. Again, my name is William Roberts. I'm joined today by Don Parmeter. We're on the Oracle Broadcasting Network today at oraclebroadcasting.com. The chat room is certainly open, the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room. You can also call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065 and in the Austin, Texas area, 512-904-8014. We're talking about water today. We're talking about Agenda 21. We're talking about this new Senate Bill 787, the Clean Water Pollution Control Act. And so let's go back into that again. Don, as we were going in, we just started into the idea of this idea of social justice and all that, and got interrupted by the break once again. But let's pick it up right there and look at the social impacts there locally.
Well, that's right. And I think you got two ways to go here, and that's one, to provide the federal government with more power. And among all the environmental bills that I've been familiar with in Congress, this one goes way beyond and gives the federal government way more power than anything else. They could essentially control all the land and water and whatever goes into the air under this bill if it's passed in its present form. The other option is to say, hey, you know, maybe local people can figure this stuff out. Gee whiz, you know, that's where you're going to get social justice, is at the local and regional level where people can come up with some kind of, common sense solutions to common problems, whether they're environmental, economic, social, or whatever. And so, to me, the federal government's going the wrong way on this thing, and if everybody loved what the federal government's doing, you know, that would be one thing, but the, public opinion polls show Congress at an all-time low, practically, so I think they need to rethink this whole thing.
Well, they do, and the turnout at the local elections here paints a very dismal picture, where we had a lot of offices that couldn't so much as field a candidate for a small town mayor and things like that, and people were just coming in, writing their name down as mayor and winning the election. So it's a sad and pathetic state. I like to think that this is an opportunity for us to become energized within this established two-party political system that needs to go away. But it's time for us to energize within this thing and take control of this, because this is, you know, it's broaching insanity. Let me go back into Agenda 21, folks. I want you to understand that where this is really going. As we started out, it always talks about the bugs and the bunnies and the little polar bears and the baby seals and things like that. But here's where the fangs come in. In section number 1815 in Agenda 21, the chapter 18.15, it reads this way: pursuant to the recognition of water as a social and economic good, the various available options for charging water users, including domestic, urban, industrial, and agricultural water user groups, have to be further evaluated and field tested. Further development is required for economic instruments that take into account opportunity costs and environmental externalities. Field studies on the willingness to pay should be conducted in rural and urban situations. The willingness to pay, that voluntary compliance. So we're basically going to bring in water as they call it blue gold in the Green Cross Optimist magazine that I've shared on the air that I received from Mikhail Gorbachev. They're going to look at it as a valuable resource, a commodity, and they must, because as we move towards things like hydrogen power, every drop of water is going to be commensurate with a gallon of gasoline, so to speak. There's a superabundance of water. It is the most abundant thing on the planet. And yet at the same time, there are those who want to lock it up and make us all afraid of water and then charge us for using it.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. And we have to get on top of this bill in a hurry. As I mentioned, it's a short distance between these two committees and the floor of the Senate and the House. And I should say too, you know, this bill probably will move in the Senate first. And if you look at the Senate committee that has jurisdiction over it, it's pretty loaded with East Coast folks. And I would encourage people to contact your senator. And I noticed that Christopher Braun from Missouri is on the committee. And a lot of the folks have not really, and I'm talking about the senators, and on the House side in committee, they are familiar with it because a bunch of us let them know. But these Senate committee members need to hear from their constituents, and I think that may help.
Well, let me throw out that number so that people can do that. You can call any senator, if you have your phone pencils and paper handy there, folks, you can call and you can fax, but you can call any senator by calling 202-224-3121. Again, that number in the Washington District of Criminals is 202-224-3121, and then just ask to be directed to your senator's office and tell them that you are opposed to Senate Bill 787, and that you would like just to see it die in committee. We'd like to see this one just fall from the vine, if you will, dead on arrival. So make sure that we don't let this opportunity go by, so that we don't wind up with so much more work when it gets to the House, or do even more damage, come out of the House, be passed as a bill, and then we'll have to fight it on the local level. So folks, these are things that we can do. Let's stop this one right now, before it gets any further. And as we go through the rest of the broadcast here today, you'll have more ammo, and we'll give those websites out again, Dawn, so that the listeners can fill their war chest, their vocabulary correctly, so that when they make these calls and send their faxes, that they'll have the right information to go with it. So before we go any further, let's give those websites out again one more time.
Okay, there are three of them. AmericanPropertyCoalition.org, LandRights.org, and then there's a new one that will be live by the end of the week, we hope, and it's the NationalWaterConservation.org.
Okay, very good.
We will be totally focused on this issue.
Very good. Okay, so there's a www.landrights.org is for sure one of them. So there are things that you can do right now this morning. I certainly intend to make some more calls. I made a call this morning, and I'm going to do that again. I think that you can call several times during the day. My idea was that we just burn the telephone lines up between my place and Washington as often as I can. So, you know, these are things that we can do locally. There are also ways that we can write in. Is there any citizen testimony or opportunities involved in this? Is it going to go to a hearing? What are we looking at as far as the legislative calendar is concerned?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, and I wish I had a specific answer. Senator Boxer held a hearing on this issue last year. Congressman Oberstar held a marathon hearing on it. I don't know that either one of them is obliged and would have any interest in having a hearing. I think they may just try to get this thing voted on. I would hope that it hasn't gotten that bad, and so I hope there would be a hearing in committee. Feingold, who is the Senate author, is not a member of the committee, but like I said, Senator Boxer supports the bill. She chairs the committee. It's up to her as to how this proceeds.
Okay, well, we'll be back on the other side of this break, folks, and we'll pick it up again. You're welcome to call in, 866-841-1065. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
All right, and we've returned once again. So let's go back into this again, Don. And for the audiences just joining us, and we are getting new listeners all the time. I see the numbers growing here. So let's go back in again and give them some of the highlights of this bill. Let's walk right through it again, and then perhaps in the last segment or so, we'll go into some of the action steps that are necessary.
Okay, very good. Yes, this is Senate Bill 787, as you said. It's holdover from last year, authored by Congressman Oberstar on the House side, who chairs the committee that has jurisdiction, on the Senate side by Senator Boxer, who chairs the Environment Public Works Committee. The bill would expand the federal power beyond anything we've ever seen on environmental bills or anything by changing the word navigable in the 1972 Clean Water Act, or Federal Water Pollution Control Act, from navigable to waters in the United States, which includes everything, and adds new language that would give the federal government jurisdiction over any activity that affects water, which is pretty well any activity, period. Land use, atmospheric deposition, whatever. This is a dangerous bill. It's in committee. It could move very quickly on the Senate side especially, and so people need to be aware of it and take appropriate action.
That's right, and there are so many different parts and pieces of it. You know, even for the people that live in town, you know, as the eco freaks continue to, you know, make their drive, your kitchen sink, you know, is your point number one source of, water contamination, if you will. And so regulation it begins at the sink, it begins at your water meter as it comes into your home, your apartment, your place of business. And then as the water goes out into the sewer, or your septic, you know, that comes under this jurisdiction as well because, again, this is water and water pollution. And so there's no place in the cycle, whether it, you know, is your bathtub, your shower head, any place that water is coming, going, or otherwise, your toilet, your washing machine, your dishwasher, all of that. These are places that will come under increasing attack and increasing regulation. The Agenda 21, the sustainable development crowd, these green weenies that I don't know what planet they're from, but I wish they'd go home. They're spoiling my vacation on the planet Earth. They'd like to make themselves into God, but at the same time, they have a financial agenda in all of this. Every single one of these various and sundry groups are dependent upon financial contributions, the grants, the foundations, federal grants in aid, etc. They all have grant writers running all the time, and so this is big business to them, and it's our lives that are their business. And so they make our lives their business. This is the whole idea of putting man in a petri dish and flipping him under the microscope, the super social scientist monitoring and studying every move that we make and every breath that we take and every glass of water that we drink. But this is a broad sweeping. Going back to the idea of redefining navigable water and making it all water, takes it directly away from the Transportation Committee's jurisdiction and really puts it under something that I'm not even aware of what agency would have such broad sweeping power. This becomes, we would have a new water czar apparently here.
Well, yeah, and you know, that's one aspect of this that really hasn't gotten much attention is what kind of bureaucracy is going to be needed to implement this thing. My gosh, I mean, this would be a full employment act for bureaucrats and environmental attorneys.
Well, you know, and this is the direction that I see Barry the Usurper taking America as we, you know, we're peeling jobs. I do this little financial report every morning and read financial news, but we're seeing the major stripping of jobs, hundreds of thousands every single month. It's a sad and sorry testimony to have to make. But all of these people are going to be looking for work, and as we say, you know, you come out of the auto factory, and you've got a wife and two children or three children and a house with a mortgage payment and two automobiles with mortgage payments, you're going to need employment. And so it's whether you're a code enforcement inspector or whether you're one of these water czar Nazis that are out brown shirting around on somebody's farm, if the government will pay you and they'll train you to get the job, retrain you, then we're likely to see more and more of these babushkas cropping up everywhere. And I think people are, unfortunately, when you're strapped for cash and you're wondering how you're going to make the bills come together, you're willing to set aside your conscience and your principles and join the thievery.
No, that's right. And one aspect of this, which we really haven't touched on, is implied, is the property rights aspect. You know, the Fifth Amendment is supposed to guarantee if the government takes your property for a public purpose, they're supposed to pay you for it. What we're seeing already under existing statute is mandatory conservation easements without the owner being compensated. So we've got some constitutional issues involved in this as well.
Yeah, we've got.
And it's not just the private property. You know, this thing is already also aimed at the use of public lands and waters. And there are certain people that don't like certain uses, i.e., anything with a motor on it, that is considered by some to be politically incorrect. So this really governs and controls public as well as private property, land and water.
Well, we do have the established wilderness areas, and having been a backpacker and a mountain climber, I spent about 7 years of my spare time playing, if you will, enjoying recreating in the Alpine Lakes wilderness area, and that was another one of those places, folks, where, you know, you get involved with all of these various rules and regulations as how every footstep is being tracked and traced as you're in the mountains. But when we look at these jurisdictions, we've got folks communicating with me from Arkansas, for instance, one of our listeners, that is concerned because they do have a creek on their property, and they're looking at setting in, you know, setbacks from the creek that they can't have any activity along that way. But for any of us, Don, who have ever lived in a situation where we have a live stream on our property, you know that it's up to the property owner to really maintain that creek bottom to keep it from, having erosion and things like that. And you put in these environmental setbacks, you know, a natural growth or native growth or a wetland boundary setback, that means that the property owner can't go in there and work. And so if you do have a log come tumbling downstream and it lodges alongside the stream bank, you can't go in there with a chainsaw and cut that thing up and make something useful, firewood or fence posts out of it. You have to let it sit there. But if it sits there, it acts as a groin, if you will, if you understand the terminology, it acts as a groin, and hydraulically it just creates huge amounts of erosion around it. So much of this stuff that comes from these eco-scientists, you know, these environmental, Gaia worshippers, so much of it is 180 degrees out of what real and true environmentalism and conservation is all about. I think that, you know, in the beginning you started out saying that you're a reformed environmentalist. I'd like to say that I'm still an environmentalist. But I understand it from the other side of the standpoint. I understand that we're charged, you know, to be wise stewards. And a steward that goes to sleep on his land or steps back away from that creek is not a wise steward.
No, and what we're seeing has nothing to do with conservation. It has nothing to do with clean water or clean air. This is power. This is enormous, unprecedented accumulation of power at the federal level, and it's really troublesome.
It is, and you bring up the Constitution and all of this. We're supposed to be able to be secure in our persons, our places, and our effects, and to have this idea that somebody from any place, you know, whether they're from an ivory tower on Wall Street or whether they just happen to be from your state house or your county courthouse, have them to be able to come in on your property and investigate to see what you just happen to be doing violates even that amendment.
That's right. And by the way, you know, the water aspect and distance from water, you know, in Minnesota here, and I think in Missouri, you got virtually water everywhere. Well, the Supreme Court case that was decided in favor of landowners in Michigan, one of the Michigan landowners dumped gravel on his property. He was 15 to 20 miles away from the nearest navigable water.
unbelievable.
You know, and if you look at a map, I've looked at this in Minnesota.
Let me
find out how many people live further than 15 miles away from a navigable water in Minnesota.
Yeah,
the answer is zero.
Let me jump in there. We got another break on top of
okay.
it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
History will always remember those strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Again, the number is 866-841-1065. If you've got a question for myself or our guest, Don Parmeter from the American Property Coalition, you're welcome to call in. Don, as we're going into the break, you were just starting an important part. We're talking about setbacks and that. Let's go there, and then let's paint the picture of just what we're talking about when we discuss watersheds as well.
Well, I think, and this is something that we haven't really, the environmental community has talked about watersheds and watershed management, watershed plans, and so on and so forth. But the average person doesn't think in terms of the fact that he or she is in a watershed. Everything is in a watershed. And that's why, you know, when we show the maps and the impact of this legislation, there's nothing untouched because everything is in a watershed of one sort or another. And in the case of one of the Supreme Court decisions, the gentleman that was cited for violating the Federal Water Pollution Control Act was 15 to 20 miles away from the nearest navigable water. So there's nobody. And I've looked at the map of Minnesota, And everybody's vulnerable. Everybody, even metropolitan folks, rural folks, and nobody's exempt from this, from engaging in activities that affect waters.
Yeah, one of the local groups around here has a they have one of the watershed groups in the area, and they're going to have a screening of a movie coming up, a DVD, I guess. Everyone Lives Downstream, I think, is the name of the title of it, you know. And yet, folks, if we can wrap our minds around this concept that a watershed is from the highest point on a mountain range someplace, all the way down that range, all the way across, you know, all the way down slope, all the way down to the lowest point, which is usually where the big rivers are, and then all the way across that plain, and then it goes all the way back up to the highest point of land on the other side. And so you can take something like the Mississippi River, for instance, and look at the watershed of the Mississippi River with all of its tributaries, the Arkansas, the Missouri, all of the rivers that come down and tie into that. And you're talking about pretty much the land that we got from King Louis when we got, you know, a long time ago. And these people are claiming, they're claiming jurisdiction over that. And so how the states could ever sit still and how we, the people, could be quiet and not become vocal local and block this is beyond me.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, this notion, this politically popular notion of saving the planet and having clean water and clean air and clean energy and all that stuff, you know, scares politicians. I think the only way to block this thing is at the grassroots level. For people that listen to your show and other shows, you know, to get involved in this and learn about it. You know, this has got to happen. As President Obama said during the campaign, you know, this is what change looks like when it comes from the bottom up. Well, what we're seeing now is not bottom up. It's top down, and the only way to fight that is bottom up. It's a grassroots movement. That's the only thing that's going to fix stuff like this, because the governors have been silent on this for the most part.
That's right, and if we can we talk about the established two-party political system a lot on this broadcast, and because if we can wrap our minds around the fact that that both of the parties are built on these local voting precincts, and which is the fundamental building block of this polity, if you will, and those are county committee men and county committee women in each of the various counties, we need to be talking with our precinct chairmen, our county committee men, our county committee women, and let them know about this, because they're the ones that then sit on these various and sundry boards almost invariably.
That's right.
It goes all the way up to the State House. You know, I went up on the website for the Secretary of State, and they have all of the various and sundry committees that are out there, and they're just begging. They're just going empty for people to sit on these committees. And so anybody that lives near a state capitol or anybody that lives near a county courthouse, you know, these are places where we can become involved immediately, but we also have our local conservation districts. And
that's right.
And we're all across America. We've got these change agents, the extension councils, the land grant universities, and we can get positions on those extension councils as well and start speaking truth to power right where we are.
Absolutely. And you don't have to wait. That's the nice thing about grassroots governance. You can call your county commissioner today, or your city council person, or somebody that sits on a soil and water conservation board or a watershed board. Absolutely, that's the only way you can. We're going to change the course of events here.
Get on their agenda, folks, and just say that, you know, hey, I want 5 minutes at the next county commissioner meeting. I want to make a presentation on clean water.
That's right. And the good news about that on this issue. I have never seen the National Association of Counties so directly engaged and opposed to a federal bill. And so I think you're likely to, for those members, county commissioners across the country who are involved in NACO and involved on one of their committees that deals with this thing, I think you're going to get, not every county commissioner supports this. There are some urban folks that support the bill, but for the most part, this went through four committees of the National Association of Counties, so that is a great place to start, right at your county board level.
There may be another opportunity, too, in the various national associations and the state associations of mayors as well, you know. They're all of these various and sundry groups have got groups. We've been overwhelmed and come under this concept of pluralism, which basically is just another form of governance. But let's go back and also and talk about something else out of Agenda 21, which is so important. This, again, is the scientific and technological means under Chapter 18, 18.14, the development of interactive databases, forecasting methods, and economic planning models appropriate to the task of managing water resources in an efficient and sustainable manner will require the application of new techniques such as geographical information systems and expert systems to gather, assimilate, analyze, and display multi-sectoral information and to optimize decision-making. Folks, that's a lot of words, but let me tell you something. We shared with you right here on this broadcast but a week ago the article that has to do with outfitting the census takers with these GIS, GPS monitors and coming to your door with high-tech equipment. And the same is going to apply to your land. The idea of a GIS or is a geographic information system, and then GPS, which is geospatial positioning system, it gives three-dimensional coordinate geography to everything, everything, your mailbox, your house, the doorstep, that pond out in the middle of your yard, that edge of the stream. All of this is intended to go into the big database in the sky, and it'll go off to one of these Cray computers and be databased in. We've been talking about the premise registration, premise ID. Folks, there's lots of reasons why they want to transform this property ownership from the idea of the opportunity and the equality of opportunity to this new social justice thing. This all fits into this model where they're basically counting every grain of sand and every blade of grass and putting it in these databases, and they want to know on your property your water and what your relationship is, it because they eventually intend to charge you for it.
Well, and it's even going further, and I would encourage your listeners to find out what's happening in their area. There are overflights. State and federal officials are flying over properties to make sure and to check and make sure that they know what's going on, who's doing what and why. Taxpayers just get spent, so this is another form of checking on you. To make sure you're behaving yourself.
Yes, and one of the ways that's happening is through the hazard mitigation planning with FEMA. As soon as FEMA comes in and they pass these hazard mitigation plans in the various counties, then they go through this process of refreshing or renewing the flood panels, the flood maps. And so they overfly the entire county in a small airplane, photographing the whole county, and then they come back and they update and revise all of their flood mapping and change the high water and the mean low water and all those water lines again, which have an impact on your property because they're basically done changing the rules of ownership after the game has already been established. In other words, somebody might come on and develop a piece of property, and the old flood map said that 100.33 is the flood line, and if you have to build it, you'll have to set your floor level above that. Well, folks, if they change it and say it's 101.33 and you happen to have a shopping mall at 100, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come up with a foot, you know.
That's right. Well, there seems to be no end to the agenda here, but I think this bill really is absolutely critical to kill this thing. If this thing passes, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but it ain't going to be good.
Well, I don't know which website put it out, whether it's on yours or not, but I've got a five-step plan here and action items that have been put out, and I'll just run through those if I may, Don.
Sure.
Okay, these are action items that came in the email to me from Wanda Benton, an activist here in the Ozark Property Rights Congress. They say this: please forward this message as widely as possible. So, folks, what we're doing today is spreading this out as widely as possible. I'm extending it to the entire listening audience and all of our AM and affiliates and the micro broadcasters. I'm bringing this to your attention, so I think I'm doing my part. We'll pick up the other four when we come back from this break, folks. Stay right there.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we have returned once again, so let's go back into this a little deeper, letting the seconds pass by here, and there we should be up on air. Okay, so we're back. The second point in this action step is to go to www.landrights.org and the other three websites, and we'll give those again in a moment, to see the members of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and the State or the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. So those are the two committees that you can go and look at, and then once you get those the names, and then you can contact them and express your displeasure. You can also go to www.landrights.org to check if any of your senators or congressmen are on those committees listed above. And you have a lot more power, she writes, if you have find your congressman or senator is on the list of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee in the House or the Environment and Public Works Committee in the Senate. Here's number three. Write, call, fax, and email both your senators. Even if they're not listed on the Environment and Public Works Committees, you can call them again. Here's the number. It's 202. This is in Washington, D.C., 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, and ask for the staff person who handles the Wetlands, Corps of Engineer, or the Environment and Public Works Committee. You can also send your letters. You write it out, Honorable Whatever, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510, that's U.S. the Honorable Whatever, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510, and it's better to fax these than just mail them because time is short. Again, you can also use the revised and updated New Clean Water Restoration Act, the Corps of Engineers, EPA, and Wetland Testimonies questionnaire, also available in formatted text and formatted in text versions at the www.landrights.org. So we keep pointing right back to Don's websites here. You can call, right, your congressman in opposition to the Clean Water Restoration Act, no matter whether or not there are any on either of the two committees and so on. So these are just some of the things that you can do, folks, and we can pull this list, that kind of a list out time and time and time again. We need to understand this material and get involved, energized within this system. And, you know, for those that do nothing, you'll just have to live with whatever gets passed. And unfortunately, as we've seen with so much legislation, Don, our rights are going right out the door.
They sure are. And I know people feel kind of overwhelmed by how do we tackle all this stuff. Well, you know, individuals, and you mentioned an activist, you know, Wanda Benton. We need more people like her. I don't know her, but, you know, I'm thinking, holy cow, there are a lot of people out there that if they just make a commitment and have strong feelings, can make a difference. And so I would encourage people to take whatever action they can. To do nothing means you don't have any influence, and that's not the way this country was built.
No, silence implies our consent, and so, you know, that's just the way that it works out, unfortunately. Yes, we are overwhelmed. I mean, every day there's just more and more coming, and there's good in the internet and in talk radio, and there's bad in the internet and in the talk radio. It does have the ability to just give us the paralysis of analysis, if you will. It can add to the malaise, but as I like to, you know, say on my broadcast, you know, if people need to have doubt, fear, and worry, well, there you go. I've just given it to you. Now, that's all the doubt, fear, and worry we needed for today, and let's get busy, because if we don't, this is going down the drain.
Well, right, and this bill gets at everybody in their own backyard and everything they do. So if you're having a tough time making up your mind as to what issues to get involved in, make sure this is on your list.
Absolutely. Food and water at the top of them. Let's give out those websites again before we run out of time for today, Don.
Okay, well, you've got landrights.org, and the second one is AmericanPropertyCoalition.org. And then there will be a new one that will be dedicated solely to this issue, and it will be nationalwaterconservation.org.
Great.
And that should be operational by the end of the week.
Fantastic. Well, you know, the Ozarks Property Rights Congress, Wanda Benton and Ray Cuneo and Russell Wood and Doreen Hans and Art Wagner and so many others, I've been just absolutely busy for years now trying to stop these various and sundry things, and we have. We've stopped the water well metering and things like that here in Missouri, and folks, we can do it all across this country. But in the last couple of moments here, Don, what else can be found? Your websites are very interesting. What else can be found on your website and some of the other issues that might be out there?
Well, I think basically we focus on environmental issues. Whether they have to do with public land use or private property rights or water in any sense, climate change stuff, that kind of thing. You know, all this environmental legislation is being pushed by the same crowd. And so that's kind of where our focus is, on environment and land use issues and property rights issues. And this is not easy stuff to deal with. We've got a multi-billion-dollar environmental industry out there that has absolutely no concern about property rights.
Well, that should be understood for anybody that has followed the developments in the Gaza Strip or in Iraq or in Afghanistan. Folks, you know, we've got a global initiative here against the private ownership of land. I mean, if it's not communistic, it's communistic or communalistic or any of these various and sundry other things. It's basically an all-out attack against private property. But if we can rightly understand and wrap our minds around the idea that really private property, the abolition of private property, is the abolition of you and I, because the cheapest and most important and highest property that we have are ourselves. Our bodies are number one. Our minds are number two. We just had the hate crime legislation coming down the pike on us, you know. So it all begins with our physical body and our spiritual mind, our brains, our thoughts and our ideas that translate into actions and then become actual things as we begin to acquire things in our lives. But anything that impacts the body impacts the people, and our body is our chief property. We are 98% water. This is an issue that impacts everyone. Any control of water, any regulation of water, any rule against the water serves against us. We have true conservationists out there. We have the farming community. We have the ranchers. We've got the gardeners. You know, we've got the people that take care of their yards, et cetera, all across America. Another huge industry, all that mowing and raking, and I hate that job, but it's so pointless. Nevertheless, it's another one of these huge industries. And so when we think about our land, we think about our property. Another one thing we didn't cover, and let's do that in the last couple of moments. Let's talk. We have about 3 minutes. Let's go into public domain. When we start talking about locking up water resources, they just had the 175 million acres taken away in the public domain or added to public domain. We have mining communities. We've got loggers involved in this. We've got fishermen involved in this. What's their impact?
Well, it would be huge. And, you know, it's a little bit speculative as to what the government already owns in this country, but it's approaching 50% of all land. And then the waters. And throughout my career, I've seen the same group pushing for expanded federal powers and the elimination, essentially, of private property rights also is pushing for restrictions on the use of public lands and waters. And so this is an attack not just on private property rights, but on the reasonable use and enjoyment of public lands and waters by millions and millions of Americans. So this thing has absolutely no limit in terms of the people it's going to affect and how it's going to affect them.
Well, extracting minerals, you know, from the ground is definitely related to the use of water. There's all kinds of water that is used in mining, not only for the actual drilling of in shafts and things like that, but in processing. There's a tremendous amount of water that's necessary. And if we're going to continue, you know, I like to think the specious nature of these people, the eugenicists that would like to see the population drastically reduced, but the water fanatics, you know, they sit there and they drive around in their suck UVs. They live in the nice houses, you know. They've got lights, they've got couches, they've got chairs, and yet they don't seem to make the connection between how all these things came into existence.
That's right. It seems like too many people have been removed from the land for so long they have forgotten where things come from.
Yeah, right.
And I should mention forestry, too, because, you know, agriculture and mining, we touched on, but forestry. I had a lady suggest to me at a meeting that we ought to start paying loggers not to cut trees. And that's the kind of mindset we're dealing with.
Yeah, and we ought to just quit using paper and we ought to just have wood.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't like that oak furniture.
It's very, very illogical.
It does, because if you go away from the wood, folks, then you're going to have to go into steel, and steel is mined, and it takes a lot of water. If you're going to go away from the steel, then you're going to need plastic, and plastic is that, peak oil.
Yeah.
The whole thing
is pretty silly.
It is, Don. I sure appreciate your taking the time. We're almost out of time today. I appreciate
you coming. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming on with us. I look forward to our broadcast on Thursday together. And, folks, we will be back again, and we'll look for Don to give us updates as this goes along. Thanks so much, Don.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow, another time, another place. Until then, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.